Queensland's youth justice system made national headlines earlier this year after the ABC's Four Corners program revealed children as young as 10 were routinely kept in police watch houses as juvenile detention centres overflowed. Now a new program aims to stop teenagers ending up in that position to begin with. The city of Logan, south of Brisbane, is one of two trial locations across the state, and it's already getting good results. Isabel Rowe reports.
There's a group of youths loitering around one of the shopping centres.
It's a school night in Logan and police have their sights on a group of teenagers they often see outside the local plaza. They radio Mike Carter, a support worker with the Community Youth Response and Diversion Program. He's already in the car for the night.
We're in the vicinity, so we'll head on over and meet you there.
Fantastic, mate. Yeah, we'll see you down there.
Mike Carter heads to the shopping centre to talk to the teenagers.
What up?
I tried going into the shopping centre and the security guards like grabbed onto that and then pulled me out.
17-year-old Natasha is among the group and is well known to the diversion program.
Like if we need a place, someone to take us places, then they're always there to take us. Well, I know one time I was at a party and then I called them because I didn't want to stay there, so I went to a mate's house.
Another teenager at the shopping centre, Daniel, doesn't feel safe at his mother's house and admits he and his mates are often on the wrong side of the law.
Getting cars, just run amok, you know. Yeah, that's about it. More stuff, but can't say it. They bring us food every now and then. They drive us wherever we need to go to, like, safe places, you know, like friends' houses and stuff. You know, we don't have any money to catch buses and, yeah, half the time they don't let us on.
Mike Carter is trying to get to know at-risk teenagers in Logan and prevent them from getting arrested.
They call us now for support. They come over, when they see us, they come over and say g'day and hang out with us and talk about what's going on for them. Things are going to stay the same or things aren't going to change if we just don't respond to young people's needs and meet them where they're at. So we're aware that a lot of people aren't going home or they don't have a home, so we need to take services to them.
But officers on the ground don't always hand alleged offenders over to support workers. During the night, a 14-year-old boy is caught by police trespassing at the shopping centre and is pinned to the ground after a short chase. He's arrested and taken into custody. Mike Carter is annoyed. He was standing just metres away from the arrest.
You could have just come to us and said, look, we're about to arrest this guy. If he doesn't move on, we'll give you the opportunity to take him. Then we would have said, no worries, we'll do that. Yeah, that's essentially what we talked about. They said that they'd given a few warnings and that he still hadn't moved on. I said, well, we need to work. How can we avoid this happening in the future? Because I think it could have been avoided.
Since it began in July, the program has diverted 180 kids off the streets in Logan. Logan District Acting Police Inspector Grant Ralston says sometimes there's no option but to arrest a young person, but he welcomes the ability to send them home instead.
Under the laws we have, the Youth Justices Act for one, some of those youth are unarrested and actually transported home to a place of safety to a parent or a guardian or a relative and not held in custody and not taken out to a youth detention centre or held in a watch house. I'd like to see it expand and I'd like to see even more vehicles out there on the road.
The state's child safety system came under fire from youth advocates earlier this year when the ABC revealed children were being kept for weeks in small watch house cells. Almost all children have now been removed from watch houses. But Child Safety Minister Di Farmer says 83% of those in youth detention centres are there because they don't have a home to go to while they await sentencing. She hopes the diversion program prevents that.
If the only reason a young person is in detention, if they would otherwise be let out on bail, and the reason they're not is because they don't have a home or because they've got, you know, drug problems or they don't have a functioning family, then we want to say, well, don't put them in detention. Let's actually change the story for that young person so we never see them offending in the first place. Let's actually make it that they have a different life trajectory. We know if we keep locking up young people and throwing away the key, they're almost guaranteed to reoffend. We have got to actually be doing things that work so that we break that cycle of offending in the first place, or re-offending.
The program is set to be rolled out in several other Queensland cities with high rates of young people on remand.
That report from Isabel Rowe and Anna Hartley.